So allow your personal intuition to guide you. It's important to listen to this. Always rely on it over and above a traditional meaning, so that if you're reading the cards and you draw the star card, for example, and you feel quite strongly that the answer for the card itself is perhaps warning you about getting carried away with your head in the clouds or dreams, as opposed to the more traditional meaning of hope and peace, then go with what your intuition is telling you. It's telling you that for a reason at this time, so learn to trust it. And the more you trust it, the more your intuition will speak to you. That's exactly what the tarot is about, connecting with your intuition and opening the doorways of understanding which are locked within us. Now, there's no better way to start than to just get stuck in, so let's dig out the major arcana cards in whatever deck you have with you. I'm working with the Rider-Waite deck. It tends to be the general beginner's deck. It encompasses the basic symbolism that most of the other decks contain.